I went to the mailboxes the other day to check my mail, and I counted every single mailbox that there was. There's 113 mailboxes. If each trailer only has one person residing in it, that's 113 people that are now displaced. We have nowhere to go.
We don't find out this matter to, well, yesterday in the newspaper. We have 360 days to move it out. How can we move it? How can I afford it to move that?
That's the problem.
I hope that you, without your help, when you help and you have something to do to step in and work in this matter, if it's possible.
Basically, I'm going to be homeless in a year. I'm going to rip everything I can salvage out of my trailer, load it in the back of my truck, and then, I don't know, go out to Gibson Cove and put up a shack. Because, I mean, there's houses for rent, $1,500 a month. I mean, a lot of people can't afford that.
What concerned me is I read the list that the buyer said the reason why he was not keeping it a trailer park. Every item on there is a result of mismanagement. It has nothing to do with the hardworking owners of that trailer park. The ones of us that pay our rent when it's due, those of us that are decent citizens and don't do drugs and throw garbage out in our yard, that try to be, you know, good neighbors to each other, we're the ones being punished for all these years of mismanagement that they say they can't afford to keep it a trailer park.
You're talking about whole units of families. Where are they going to go? It's going to land on the borough, and it's going to land on the city. Brother Francis Shelter has no room. The Salvation Army has already too many people. They can't help any more people. What is the city and the borough going to do?
Unless we could figure something out and maybe open up a piece of land and put the traders that the homeowners have, and take it from there and make a profit off of that, and we can keep it clean, because I don't even see the state troopers making local runs through there, you know, regular runs. You know, that's why it got so infested, because they weren't patrolling frequently. And that's their jurisdiction. And the only time they've come is when they get a call, and they come two or three at a pop, and then you don't see them for two or three weeks, as far as I know. And, you know, there's a lot of good families and a lot of good people that live in there.
I just want to voice my opinion in asking you guys for help, you know, whatever it is that you guys can do, because of the fact that our community, I love Kodiak with my heart, you know, is an awesome community. And I just don't want to walk around and see all of these faces, all of these people, and their mothers and fathers and kids being homeless, you know. Jobs here is already hard to find. And to add on to that, homes, that's insane, you know.